You're listening to Alan Brazil Up Front, exclusively on Audio Boom. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's Alan Brazil Up Front with the Romford Pelly Ray Parler. Hiya, Ray.
How are you doing, Al? Very good indeed.
And of course, we're here at Audio Boom. This is great. Don't forget, all our old podcasts are available on Audio Boom. You can also subscribe on iTunes so you never miss a future episode. Ray, I'm really disappointed last night. Champions League, honestly. I thought City, with the greatest respect, you know, and I don't like saying it, but it was almost as if they didn't care.
Well, I was amazed by the performance. You know, you're going to the Bernabeu, a packed atmosphere, and I was expecting a lot more. You know, he rested a lot of players before, so there's all fresh to play. You can't blame that. And, you know, there was no urgency. The tackles, you know, you've got to make tackles against Real Madrid. It was an easy night for the referee. He couldn't believe it, probably, you know.
And by the way, I didn't think Madrid were great either.
No, they was there for the taking. And I think at the end, they was relieved, but they didn't play well. Ronaldo wasn't in the game as much as he usually imposes himself. So I was really disappointed. I mean, I know that injury early doors, but that should make a difference.
But the night before, which we're going to come on to in a wee bit, at least Atletico, they changed at halftime. They were getting battered. As I say, we'll come on to that. At halftime, I thought, Pellegrini, you've got to do something.
Well, do you know what? Aguero didn't have one touch in their box.
That's why he was coming so deep. He had to, because he was getting frustrated. Rooney used to do that. When they couldn't get the ball to Rooney at Man United, he'd come deeper and deeper and deeper. I don't blame Aguero for that.
De Bruyne was poor.
Yeah, Touré, give us a break. It's Tata Touré.
Yeah, well,
his legs have gone.
I think he knows that anyway. I think Pep Guardiola will definitely change that. The way they pressed the other night by Munich, that's how they're going to press at Man City next season.
Exactly.
So he definitely won't fit into that category of working hard. So he'll be on his way. He's getting old. He's had a great career, there's no doubt, but I think he's getting too tough for him at the top.
And then, you know, I always pick on him, but I can't help it. When you go to the Bernabeu, you cannot afford to have passengers. But Navas, Jesus, I swear, come and sit with me and watch it Canary Wharf.
Well, he was in the side to track back and make tackles, but his end product is poor, there's no doubt. But, you know, I think Guardiola will look at it, and I'm sure the Man City fans, he's got a big job on his hands. He ain't an easy job. You've got to get rid of players. You've got to bring four or five players in.
The whole back four.
Well, Sanya's getting older, so he needs to replace him.
The whole back four. Listen, Hart again was great.
Yeah, he was.
And he cost us a few quid, didn't he? Because, you know, we did have a few quid on more than one goal.
I needed three goals to get my betting now. I don't know what you needed.
Second goal won me a fortune, but it didn't come. So Joe's in great form, so I'm sure Guardiola, who they tell me is not sure about Hart.
Well,
he certainly loves a sweeper. You know, he loves a goalkeeper that can sweep and kick with both feet. But Joe's done nothing wrong. But that back four, I'd bomb.
Yeah, well, you need your goalkeeper to turn up a big game. And certainly he kept him in that first game at the Etihad with a couple of great saves. And even last night he made a couple of really good saves. So,
I thought, change it.
Well,
eventually brought Sterling on. And at least Sterling gives you a little option when he's around
the box.
On
him, that was naughty on him.
That was a red card, definite.
Yeah. So he got lucky there. And that maybe would have changed the game. Who knows?
But I tweeted out there last night and I said, Sterling, on this Man City performance, should look himself in the mirror and say, why am I not playing regular in this team?
Well, certainly the other players can all look at themselves. Do you know what it is, Al? When you're a footballer, I always say to people now, I said, when you walk off that pitch, you always think to yourself, could I have done more? And I reckon 7 or 8 players on that pitch for Man City could have done more.
Oh, they could have done more.
You know, you should never come off the pitch with regrets. I bet you now, there's not many times you can play in a Champions League semi-final at the Bernabeu. You know, you've got to compete.
They're still in it. Madrid have missed a few. Joe's kept them in the game. Mm. And they've still got a chance, and they're tippy-tapping, playing it, but I'm going to get it in there.
Well, attack, I was
absolutely
saying on my Twitter account. I said, look,
what's
going on?
What Atletico done?
What is going on? But certainly Man City, it was a really end. I really fancied them. When they made changes, I thought they might get a draw. I thought it'd be 1-1, 2-2 maybe. But I couldn't believe what I was watching. I mean...
Their keeper had nothing to do.
I was shouting at the telly going, just have a go. You know, you can sometimes hold your hands up. If the other team are better than you, then you hold your hands up. But they wasn't that good that night, Real Madrid. So
didn't
it
surprise you they gave the goal as an on goal?
Well, I thought it was a little bit hard. I thought Bale should have kept that. It was a tight angle, but he did.
I'd Bale for a scorer. 8 to 1.
You had a Western Super there now. Didn't they pay out as well? They must have paid out.
I didn't.
He's been in good form, Bow, to be fair. He's been scoring the goals in recent
towards
weeks.
The end, he went through and he burst. He showed a great burst of speed and we thought, hello, hello. And then he'd give the ball away and Ronaldo was over to his right.
Had a little go.
And the arms were going, I thought, give us a break.
He hit one cracking ball though to Ronaldo. Did you see that long pass he hit? And he in the end, Ronaldo got it all wrong.
Right at the death, James should have scored, shouldn't he?
Rodriguez, he should have scored. He keeps going on his back, he's 2-0, aren't you? You'll be disappointed about that 2-0.
Anyway, I said last night and this morning I was talking on radio and I said the best team for me went out. So let's go back 24 hours, Ray. I thought Real Madrid first half,
Bayern Munich.
I thought Bayern Munich against Atletico, I thought first half were fantastic. They were doing everything the City didn't do. Mm. They were hunting in packs. They were closing down. Mm. Atletico couldn't keep the ball.
No. Well, it just shows you the stats of half-time, Al. Griezmann, I think, touched it 6 times in the whole first half, which was amazing, really. That just shows you how much possession they had. They just couldn't break him down. They're so good defensively, though. They know they are. You know, there's not many teams who can sit on the edge of their 18-yard box and defend like that. Waves of attacks, but they're the only team who can't. Man City can't do it. Their back four is not good enough. That's why they had to push up a little bit last night. But certainly the first half, that penalty miss. You know, there was two penalty misses in the end.
Muller scores.
They've got to change their tactics again. You know what I mean? But credit to Atletico, they get one chance. Yeah. And he takes it, Griezmann.
First half, Ray, especially down
there. He's going to be a player, you know. I think a lot of clubs will be looking at Griezmann.
First half, Atletico were getting murdered. And he's a good player, Luis. But down that right-hand side, Lam's side, they were murdering him. So what did you do at halftime? Okay, let's change it. Torres, through the middle on your own, let's split. Stop the fullbacks coming, and it stopped Bayern having all the possession.
Yeah, well, he's a good, very good man. You see how passionate he is on the side as well. Did you see
him
when
smack his mate?
That was unbelievable.
He's a screwball.
I mean, he had Ribéry around the neck. He should play like that. To be fair, I mean, Guardiola was a little bit quieter, but certainly he plays with passion, and then players respond to him. You can see him barking orders on that side, working hard, and they work so hard as a team.
And by the way, can they defend the two centre halves?
But Godin is superb, absolute superb. Uruguay, he made a couple of mistakes in the game. Obviously, give the penalty away, Martinez. But it was a game that, you know, you was expecting Bayern. When they got the 2-1 even, you know, you're expecting they're going to go on now and win the game. But it's just...
Lewandowski was a little bit of form. I know he got the header, and it was a great header back, wasn't it, from, I forget his name.
I think he had too many chances. He missed too many chances.
He did. He just wasn't on his game.
No,
he wasn't.
His first touch wasn't good enough. Muller was quiet for his standards. So there's certain players, again, we talk about City, about 7 or 8 didn't turn up. There's certain games weren't on their game. And that in these big games, you know, you've got to have your best players on your game.
So let's look at the final then. I think the bookies make Real favourites, but it wouldn't surprise you if Atletico done them 1-0.
Well, if Real Madrid play like they did last night and Atletico play, I think Atletico beat them. I really do. I think they defend so well and they take their chance. I thought, as I said before, Real Madrid were there for the taking last night. I mean, defensively, they've got better over the last recent weeks. But I think Atletico are so strong. And I think that this...
So would you agree Bayern, the best team, have gone out?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they have been the team of the tournament for me. But this is what football is all about. You know, you get shocks in certain games. Everybody fought over 2 legs. Bayern will definitely have it. Now, especially being at home, and their fans were superb. I mean, the atmosphere was amazing. So they have gone out, and Pep Guardiola now looks at Man City next year. Can they get to the final next year, Man City?
With 6, 7 new players.
Well, he knows that. He's got to rebuild straight away. I mean, I'm sure he's got lots of targets already. And, you know, the owners, they've done my special bit of cash, so I'm sure they'll be going out and spending big in the summer.
As much as I hated last night, I loved Chelsea Spurs. Honestly, I thought it was one of the best games I've seen.
I was on the edge of my seat.
For a long time. Yeah, I loved it.
I absolutely loved it. It's a proper London derby. We used to play in London derbies like that every week, you know, when you're playing against Chelsea's and Spurs. And, you know, it was always a tough game. West Ham, Charlton when I was in the Premier League. You know it's going to be a few tackles flying in. But, you know, that was a brilliant game to watch. It was end-to-end. The tackles, the passion from both sides.
It went a little bit too far towards the end.
Oh, yeah,
the game.
Definitely. I mean, Dyer should have been sent off.
What a result, Chelsea. You know, them two new on-loan signings, Matic and Hazard.
Well, Hazard changed the whole game.
Where did they come from?
Chelsea fans must be scratching their head and saying, where's he been all season?
I know.
But what a performance. in that second half. And I'm sure he's just getting warmed up for the Euros now, isn't he?
Well, Hazard was brilliant.
But he was what a goal. That equaliser was absolutely...
Spurs, to be fair, showed a bit of steel. You know,
they had a big chance, Mason.
Yeah, that goes in 3-1.
But if that was Harry Kane, maybe it would have been 3-1, game
correct.
Over. But certainly Chelsea showed a lot of steel, and them fans, they desperately wanted that result. You know, they didn't want Tottenham to go to the last game of the season with a chance to win the title. And it was great scenes. I mean, when we look back at around Jamie Vardy's house, we've had the lookalike into this week out to the show. But when we look back, he wouldn't go home.
I
don't know what he was doing.
I said, what time's your bus to Hollywood, mate?
I got him on his cast though, because he had the blue cast, what Jamie Vardy was. I said, you got the wrong arm. What are you doing? He went, have I? but he's milking it, isn't he? He's having the time of his life. I bet you he goes in bars now in Leicester. He's getting free drinks all night out. Yeah. And I'm sure there's a lookalike out there for you, and they're getting free drinks all the time as well.
No, I don't think so. There's only one Alan Brazil.
Yeah, there's only one Alan Brazil. But
it was a hell of a game, and it kicked off at the end as well.
Well, Clattenburg, I think he done well as a referee, because them little niggly ones when they kick him off the ball and... A lot of referees might have booked you for that.
No,
and
he is our best ref.
He couldn't book them early, because once you start booking people in the first half, you're going to get people 2-3% off. There's
and
no
then,
doubt.
And then Costa, look, you know, he's back to the nasty guy he is, but he can play. But he, at the end, with the coach, the goalkeeping coach, is it?
Yeah.
For Spurs. There's something happened.
Did you see
there.
Hiddink as well when he got pushed over?
Well, I missed that. But
Danny
something
Rose.
Happened.
I don't know if it was Danny. Someone pushed Danny Rose and he barged into him.
He didn't.
He went flying.
But the Costa and the coach was a problem. It may come out, may not. Costa called him something really bad.
Yeah.
And he won't tell him. That's why he was just desperate to rip his throat out. And then, of course, Dembele's in trouble. Yeah. How the linesman doesn't see that?
Well, I mean, when they do these FA charges, it's when the officials don't see it. But he was looking at it. Five yards away. You can see what happened.
Again, it's Costa. He's a nightmare.
Oh, it is a nightmare.
And as for your mate, I want to stick a hood on him. Fabregas. Oh, what a pain he is.
Well, come on, Lamella.
No,
he stamped on him.
So he's not going to play the piano again. You know, what a joke.
Well,
he is a little pain in the backside.
Well, he was up for that game, wasn't he? And after the comments, I think, you know, every single Chelsea player was up for it. And it was a great game of football. I loved every minute of it. And that's what you want to see, that passion and, tackles.
To be fair... Dyer should have gone, let's be honest.
Absolutely.
Let me even this up. You know, I'm having to go at a couple of Chelsea players. Dyer should have gone.
Well, that was
shocking.
An awful tackle. And he should have, really, that's where he got it wrong, Clattenburg. He should have blown up, give a free kick. I know there was on a break, but he should have given a free kick, sent him off straight away.
Yeah.
They're gone.
Say, guys, enough's enough. I've let it go.
But because a lot of referees don't like, when they give advantage, they don't like going back and sending people off, do they?
Yeah.
We had Dermot on and Gallagher, and he said that doesn't happen a lot, to send someone off when they let it go. He's got to stop the game there and then and send him off. But certainly got away with that one. It looked like he hurt himself as well going into it.
Yeah,
so he limped away.
Imagine Roy Hodgson watching, he'd be like, oh no,
oh, please
boys.
No. Harry Kane's even getting stuck in.
He had a bad one as well, didn't
he?
I like Tottenham's togetherness.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, Chelsea were up for it. But Tottenham, you know, used to be a bit soft away from home.
I'm sure all the fans will be proud of their team this year. They've been superb. I mean, whether Arsenal can come above them now, which would be
Let's talk about that.
Which would be good for my situation. Al.
No?
Yeah, I've got plenty. Down a local pub I have of all the Tottenham fans.
Well, let's have a wee look this weekend. We'll not get many to go. Now, how are City going to react at home against the Arsenal?
Well, obviously a big game for this top four. They know United and West Ham are really hoping they slip up. They'll be sporting Arsenal this weekend, trying to get Arsenal to go clear of the top four and put City back into it. So I don't know how they respond to it. I think that's going to really hit them for six, that game. I think they'll look back at that game and say, we were so poor. They might lose a lot of confidence. Obviously, Kompany's a big player. I think, I'm expecting goals in this because... At the back, Otamendi and Mengala, I think they give you chances. So whoever plays up front, whether it's going to be Giroud or Welbeck, we'll have to wait and see. But it's going to be a cracking game. But I would probably go for a Desmond on that one, Al. Yeah, I think there'd be goals in it, but something like a 2-2 draw for that one.
Manchester United, they go to Carrow Road. I see a narrow win here for United because Norwich are fighting for their lives. And they've got to target the home game for 3 points. Who knows if they get... I think, did Norwich not beat them up there?
Didn't they this year?
I don't know.
I've got a feeling they've got a result up there. So it's going to be a big, big game. I think United will be too strong. 1-2.
Yeah.
But last throw of the dice here, Norwich have got to go for everything.
Norwich are playing first, and sometimes that can be a massive advantage. You know, if you can get the win, if you can surprise and beat Man United, and it can happen. I mean, we've seen so many shock results this year in the Premier League that, you know, I wouldn't put it past Norwich beating Manchester United. I do fancy Manchester United to win because they're going for that top four. But if they do get 3 points on the ball, what pressure that will put on the other two sides who play a little bit later.
What about what they were saying today in the papers? Ed Woodward, United Supremo, Josie, you can have the job in a, if it's true, you can have the
next
job
year.
In a year. What? Who does he think he is?
Well, he ain't going to wait around for a year, I'm sure.
It's ridiculous.
He looks desperate now, Jose, to get back into football. I think he misses it. That's his life. You know, he's done it all his life, so he don't want to be out for another year. I can't see that happening, but it's the big decision Man United have got to make. If they don't get in the top four, you know, no Champions League football, then what do they do? I mean, I think they might make a change then. I think they have to make a change. So,
what if he wins a cup? Is that what they're waiting for?
Is that good enough? I mean, it's a trophy, but I don't know. I mean, the board have got to make a massive decision because Van Gaal thinks he's going to be there next year. And Jose's just waiting in the wings, waiting to see what happens. But would he go anywhere else, Al, in the Premier League? Say Everton. Or is that...
I don't think so. I think Mourinho... I think he just wants Man United.
What with Guardiola going to there is a real battle there for Manchester.
I think he
liked the challenge.
Would he go to Arsenal?
I don't think Arsenal will take him.
No?
No, I don't think he's a manager there.
Because he's a winner?
Well, no, because he spends too much. he's going to be interested to see what happens. But I mean,
yeah, actually, we better not take him. He wins the Premier League. Right, what about at the bottom? Come on. Villa against Newcastle.
Newcastle win all day long.
It's a must win.
Yeah, but they will win Newcastle. I think I was at Villa Park against Southampton. It's a toxic atmosphere. It's horrible to be there. I felt sorry for the players there and there. I know they haven't performed this year and they've been awful, there's no doubt, but the atmosphere was terrible. 28,000 people booing, placards going up, demonstrations, protests. So then players want to play away. But I was at the Watford game as well and Villa really showed up at that game. I thought they'd done well.
That's why I think this could be a draw.
They lost the game, but I think Newcastle playing for so much. Villa are down. So... You know, Rafa Benitez, when you've got that little bit more, you know, I think they've showed a lot of spirit in the last few games. I think they've got that big win at home and then they got into Liverpool and got the draw, 2-0 down, coming back and drawing 2-2. Yeah. So I'm definitely going for a Newcastle win here. Newcastle will definitely win this game, I promise you now.
And then Chelsea go to Sunderland. And Sam will want something here. Don't make no mistake. He will not look and say, Chelsea were great against Spurs, now we're struggling. No, he will want 3 points.
Well, Chelsea might go back to the old style of Chelsea, where, you know, they're on the beach, take it easy. I think they probably will. I mean, they ain't going to play like they did against Spurs. That was for the fans. That was for being at home, Stamford Bridge, big game, stop Tottenham winning the league. And the fans would have demanded off the players that. But I can see this another opportunity. I think it'd be at least a draw. I think Sam might come out of a point apiece for this one. But it might be an opportunity for Sunderland to take advantage of Chelsea, the way they're
playing. And I tell
you
else, we should not dismiss, and they've been unlucky with decisions, West Ham at home at Swansea.
Well, I'm going to be at this game, Al.
If the big boys slip up, West Ham beat Swansea. West Ham are right in there.
Well, all they've got to do is win all their games. I mean, they've got Manchester United in the week, next Wednesday. So they've got Swansea, which you expect.
At the bowling.
At the bowling. The last game ever in the bowling, which would be a very... I think they'll be hard to get tickets that night, Al. I'm sure. I don't know if you'll be going, Al. You'll be going over there, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's a little box there.
That'd be a cracking game. I definitely think West Ham will beat Swansea. That'd be my nap of the week, no? Swansea, look, they had that brilliant win at home, but they've got enough points now. They're safe. But West Ham, you know, they're still going for that top four, and they'll be hoping they ever have a slip up around them.
Yeah. What about Spurs home at Southampton?
I think this is a tricky
Spurs
game.
Win, yeah.
Well, no, I've gone for
just
a draw.
2-1.
I've gone for a draw in this one.
Well, that's why you're mid-table and I'm top.
Are you top?
I'm top.
I'm
of the
flying at the moment.
I am top.
I'm in the top four. I'm in Champions League position.
No,
at
you're
the moment.
Not. No, you're fifth.
I'm a fifth. All right. I'm just outside. I'm a West Ham at the moment, nearly in there, or Manchester United. But I just think Southampton got that brilliant result against City, you know, and they're going to try and finish the league strong. They're a good side. Southampton are a very good side. And I think with the suspensions they've got, Dele Alli they really miss. I think Dembele they will really miss because he's a top player as well. If he gets suspended, then I think Southampton could take advantage of that. And I think they'd be deflated from that game against Chelsea. They'd be disappointed. Look, the main thing for Spurs now is to come above Arsenal. We know that. They've just got to get match their result. And then with the goal difference, they're above them. Last game into last game. So that's Tottenham's objective. But I think it'd be a draw. And maybe Man City-Arsenal will be a draw as well. And that'd be enough for Spurs to get second place.
And West Ham. You know, West Ham, they win the game, and yeah, I agree with you, they win it. Then look, have a look at the table, Ray. Yeah. Where West Ham are.
I know. It's
you think some every of the results have gone against them.
And then that game in midweek would be a cracker. West Ham, Manchester United, last ever game
of
the bowling.
Well, that was if the cup tie, United played great and beat them.
Yeah.
West Ham came back strongly, but as you say, last ever game of the bowling.
And what a game at Leicester. I mean, I reckon there'd be just as many fans outside the stadium and as will be inside. Because,
yeah, but have they been on the turps all week?
Well, I've gone for a sneaky Everton win here. I think Martinez, I think they're going to spoil the party, but they won't mind. They won't mind that. I think they might be on. Hopefully, they've been out on the Terps all week. You should have took them out.
Well, you've been out the Tops a few times. You played great the next day. Yeah,
so. Well, that's the problem you have. They'll be on cloud now. The only thing I'm worried about is Jamie Vardy because he's coming back fresh. Plus, he's going for the Golden Boot, so he's got every chance of still winning now. If he bags a couple of goals,
he's not going to pass.
Well, I wouldn't pass, would you? I would. I would be going non-stop.
I came second once in the Golden Boot.
Who would pass,
Keegan
right?
Beat me.
Who would pass when you're on five goals, yeah? Who would pass to another player when you're in the box with a shooting opportunity to get your double hat trick? Who would do that?
Are you trying to
win? Alan Brazil. He's passed.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I was on my
threw
right
on
foot,
goal
though.
And he passed. It was unselfish. And you was on a double hat trick.
I was.
Who's got a double hat trick?
I don't know.
Don't think no one.
Really?
There's a lot of people got five goals in a game, but no one's got a double hat trick, and you could have been the first one.
I was on my right foot.
I can't believe that.
I should have belted it. You're right.
Yeah, see, when you look back in your career, you'd be always regretting that.
No, those days are gone. That famous song, the Jock song, in the past they must remain. We can still rise now and be a nation again. No, they're gone. I love that. I've moved on now.
So let's end this podcast, Al, with just congratulations, Leicester. So what a without performance.
And Ranieri. The Tinker Man.
There'll be a statue now of Ranieri in Leicester.
The Greek
government there's got to be.
Apologised to the nation. When Ranieri was manager, when they lost, I think, home and away to the
Faroes.
The Faroes,
Faroe Islands.
And they apologised to the nation. Football is great.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it? And when he came to Leicester, people were going, what?
That's his first major title, wasn't it, as well? That's the first time he's ever won a title. Well, how do you think they do next year, Leicester?
It depends who they keep. But listen, if they keep
Champions League football.
Exactly. So if I was Ranieri now, just finish off.
If they
I'd
come
say
10th,
to the players,
I think it's a great season.
Well, I'd get the players together. Say, guys, I know the big boys are coming for you. Please, just give me one more season together. We're brothers, right? Because the chairman, the owners just bought them a BMW each. 33 grand BMW.
Is he?
Every one of them. Well, the Gardeners will get that, and they're not going to, you know, they don't drive Matchbox, do they? You know, little dinkies. So, but it was a nice, you know, throwaway.
The owner.
But you imagine Champions League, one more year, Champions League, give us it. Please stay together.
I reckon they was organising bonus to stay up this year. Just organising, they didn't even look at the bonus to win the league. I'm sure they got well sorted out from the club itself for winning the league. But I think if they come 10th next year, the fans will be delighted. And what a season. And that party will go on for, I don't know how long. I mean, the whole of the summer and the whole of next season. I think there'll still be a party there every home game. I think the atmosphere was terrific this year.
Yeah.
And I think it'll be the same next year as well.
Yeah, well done, Leicester. Well done, Ranieri. Credit where credit's due.
Well done, everyone.
Absolutely fantastic. Sorry about City, but we'll talk later about Liverpool. We hope Liverpool have a great, great performance. Ray, as always, brilliant.
Cheers,
thank
Al.
You. You listen to Audio Boom with Alan Brazil and Ray. They're on for Pelly Parry. Parry. I've got a nightmare over Parry at the moment. I've got a nightmare. Brought to you by Audioboom.